Youth Build is a program for people 16 to 24 who may have had difficulties or dropped out of school and are looking to make a positive transformation. To discuss the program, we have Stephen Figueroa, the program's director. Mr. Figueroa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
First of all, could you please give us an overview of Youth Build?
So Youth Build, it started in about 1978 by the founder, Dorothy Stoneman. She wanted to create some opportunities for the young individuals that live in different backgrounds, different at-risk youth, wanted to make a difference. So she decided to create the program Youth Build, and has been taken off since 1978. There's about over 200 programs throughout the United States and about over seven programs in different countries.
Now, with that sort of national reach and international reach as well, how did it get started in Troy?
The CEO decided back in the 90s to become an affiliate of Youth Build. We realized in the city of Troy that there was a lot of need to reach out to the youth that was in the city of Troy. And back in the 90s, that's when Youth Build was opened up in Troy.
Now, there's probably a process sort of specific, one when they sort of got off the ground, but now as it's ongoing to select new participants. Could you give us a little bit of information about that process?
Yes. So Youth Build is a 6 to 8 month program. A lot of focus that we tackle is young individuals that unfortunately are not adjusted or have had difficulties in the regular school system and have dropped out of high school. We give them that second opportunity to get the high school equivalency diploma. And once they're signed up, there's a 2-week mental toughness process that we have every participant go through. It's a phase to see if they're serious about the program. We evaluate them on different areas, such as working together, how they follow directions, how they work with others, and stuff like that. So we're actually in the process of recruiting and starting a program next week. But we are taking applications throughout the whole year.
Okay. And now, I remember reading online that it was it's a 34-week program. Now, that's a pretty good chunk of time. First of all, what is sort of entailed? Like, what classes are they taking?
So during the time at Youth Build, they are participating in preparation for the high school equivalency diploma, as well as building trade. We offer the construction trade as well as a culinary trade. We just opened up a culinary program in Albany that will be an option for the participants to join as well.
Now, with the construction trade, are you really you're taking them from zero and sort of building them all the way up? Is there a particular sort of pathway that you take them along?
Yeah, so the construction trade was created when Dorothy Stoneman, the founder of Youth Build, came up with the vision. She had went to young individuals in the community in East Harlem. The first Youth Build was in East Harlem back in the 1970s. And she went up to the young individuals and said, so if there's something you would like to, is there something you would like to see different in your communities? And the young individuals looked around and saw that they had a lot of abandoned buildings. So she went with the vision and she was like, you know what, how about we bring these kids together and start building these, rebuilding these homes. So that's where the construction part plays into Youth Build. We work a lot with Habitat for Humanity, Troy Land Bank, and we teach them from zero, from start, how to pick up a hammer, how to use a screwdriver, how to use a drill, and they also receive certificates and national accreditations that we help them obtain as well while they're in program. And a lot of houses that we work on is for affordable low-income families.
All right, just to reset, we're here with Stephen Figueroa, the program director for Youth Build. Now, as well, you indicated that there's the culinary option, too.
That's correct.
Now, is that something new that has just been added on?
Yeah, this is new. We've been focused a lot on construction in the city of Troy, and we're just excited to launch that coming up this cycle, the culinary, trying to expand in different tracks.
Now, sort of the selection of construction and culinary as career fields, is there a particular advantage to that? Is that something that's particularly good for these youths in particular?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of what we teach our young individuals is that construction is a transferable trade. You can take that trade anywhere, whether you're interested or not, whether it's your career path or not. It'll definitely benefit you in the long run, and it makes you more employable to the employers. As well as what I ask them is, do you want to own a home someday? A lot of them, 100% of them, will raise their hand, yes. Will you hire Joe Smith to do your roof for $10,000, or you can do it yourself for $5,000? So I compare those, and it's a trade that they can always, when it becomes culinary and construction, it's definitely a demandable trade.
Now, you talked a little bit about the work for the Troy Land Bank, Habitat for Humanity. You must see a lot of pride coming from the participants when they complete a project like that. Could you tell us a little bit about, you know, sort of the feeling that and seeing the transformation as it goes along?
So it definitely gives them a sense of pride when you're driving down your own community and you're actually looking at a house that you worked on. Because we focus a lot on working on houses in our community here in Troy. So just to reflect on that, you know, and just seeing that you are part of the difference of this community and shaping it together, I mean, it's a huge thing. They really take pride in what they do.
Now, how did you get involved in the program yourself?
So back in 2012, I actually graduated from the program. I was very passionate about the program. And once I had graduated the program, I just told myself I definitely wanted to give back to this organization. So I stood around, and then 5-6 years later, I got employed. So I used that as an advantage for me, because I'm able to tell them that I'm a product of this program. So you can have anybody talk about it or anything, but you actually have. When you actually been through the program, you can definitely vouch for it and push it more stronger. So I'm a product of this program.
Is there a particular part of the program or maybe somebody you've come across as you've been working in it? Well, both your time in the program and then now working for it that, you know, in particular stands out to you as a particular point of pride for you right now that you take with you every day?
During the time that I was in program, two things. I've worked on a couple houses. So like I said before, driving down those houses in South Troy, and just seeing them, it definitely gave me a lot of pride. And, also, I met an individual named Jerry Ford that he had came and spoke, in the program while I was there, and now we're like partners of this nonprofit organization called Team Hero. So it's huge to be able to meet someone that's doing a lot of work in the community, as well as now being able to partner and working together with the program.
Well, before we sort of move on, you want to give us a little information about Team Hero?
Team Hero is a nonprofit organization out of the city of Troy. We focus a lot on it's a youth development program. We focus a lot on building character for the kids of this community, providing them leadership development, financial literacy, and just trying to create a positive environment for them and help them and guide them to the right path.
Now, if somebody would want additional information about either Team Herald right. or Youth Build, could you give us, a few websites or places to go?
Yeah, we're on Facebook, Team Hero 101. You can look us up just like that on Facebook, Team Hero. Youth Build, you can contact us at CEOEmpowers.org. There's a lot of information on there, as well as Facebook and all social media platforms. Just the Youth Build Troy. You can find us on there.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank Stephen Figueroa for taking time out of his day, for his organization's involvement with the sanctuary and your work improving the community. My name is Enrique Johnson. Thank you for listening.